I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's been almost a month since 43 students went missing from the Mexican city of Iguala. They vanished after apparently being kidnapped by local police and handed over to drug cartel thugs. Now the search for the students is being led by a group of unarmed volunteers. Daniel Hernandez recently accompanied a search party. Daniel is the Mexico bureau chief for Vice News.
Well, we were just outside of the city of Iguala in farmland. And in these hills, apparently, the community is very scared because for years, they say, people have gone up and down in trucks, presumably to execute people and to bury bodies. And so these are very rugged hills. There was no police protection. And so we had to come down after a bit, after one of them had received a threat on a cell phone call.
Wow, a threat on the cell phone call while they were searching for these missing people. Who are the people leading the search efforts? And kind of are you camping out in these hills? I mean, how deep into the woods are you going?
No, what these fellows do is they go up in groups. They ride on the top of trucks or in vans. And they just go really for just a few hours in the afternoon or until, you know, sundown approaches because it is, you know, so dangerous.
Daniel, let's talk about some of the risks these volunteers are taking on. You've mentioned assassins wandering around in trucks in the hills and death threats coming over mobile phones. I mean, it's strange because, as you said, these volunteers say they're going to stick around till they find the missing students.
They were going up there unarmed, and the attitude is, well, if they're going to kill us, let them kill us for a just cause. And that's what some of them told me when I was, you know, scared and worried. I mean, we didn't have police protection. We also didn't have, you know, bulletproof vests, let's say. These criminal groups are ruthless. I mean, they managed to create control and put a grip over a city in Mexico by sheer acts of narco terror. But those are the risks that these searchers are taking because the horror of the incident on September 26th, in which the police attacked these three buses and then disappeared these kids, is greater for them than the threat that they would be under on any day.
Wow, that is a serious calculation to balance out. How do the locals there deal with these search parties? Because I know these volunteers, it sounds they're pretty determined. But they must be walking across private property.
Well, yeah, and that was something that we noticed. There was a farmer kind of at a distance, and each time you see someone up in those rugged hillsides, it takes a few minutes to determine if that other figure there in the distance is a hostile presence or someone that these searchers could approach and try and ask for information. These search parties are not welcome, but they are planted there. And, well, it's a struggle. It's a soft social struggle, let's say, between these forces that are institutionalized criminal networks, residents who have adopted sort of this narco mentality, let's say, simply out of the need to survive, because if you don't pay the extortions to these kinds of groups, you become one of the victims up in those grave sites.
Daniel Hernandez, Mexico bureau chief with Vice News. He's been reporting on the volunteer search parties trying to locate 43 missing students in Mexico. Daniel, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.